be rested when the road is called. I'll be rested when the road is called. I'll be rested when the road is called. I'll be rested when the road is called. Until justice rolls down and righteousness like a mighty stream the names of those who put their lives out on the front line and died just trying to live and breathe. I'll be rested when the road is cold. When the road is cold, I'll be rested. When the road is cold, see Medgar Evers. When the road is cold, Andrew Goodman. When the road is cold, James Chaney. When the road is cold. Michael Schwerner and Emmett Till. When the road is cold,
I'll be rested. When the road is cold, I'll be rested.
Greetings, greetings again. I just love me some Mavis Staples. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, Sunday, February the 13th, 2011. And we are in the book of Revelation. We're dealing with some current affairs. I got a couple more current affairs, and we're going to go on and get back to the book of Revelation and see what the Most High is saying to the black man and woman, to the black church, to the black preacher, because Jesus is talking today. Jesus is causing us to understand how to pull the covers back on this wicked system and see it for what it really is. Now, coming to what's going on inside of North America for a brief minute, then we're going to go on to the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9. You know, the Republican Party have taken over, not quite, but more numbers of the Republican Party in Congress and the Senate. House Speaker, especially the Congress. House Speaker John Boehner. This is a headline. I think this headline is from Democracy Now. I think it is. House Speaker John Boehner isn't going to step in to stop proposed cuts for a low-income heating program. John Boehner asked specifically about why now is time to be cutting the LIHEAP, that's the pronunciation of the acronym LIHEAP, and other programs, other key programs to help poor Americans. The Ohio Republican said, everything is on the table. We're broke. Let's be honest with ourselves. This is absolutely wicked, illegal, immoral, deplorable. We talked about the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers all over the earth, forcing governments into what is termed as austerity programs, programs where you tighten your belt and go without, forcing governments of the earth to cut programs for poor people and impoverished people, cut programs that help the oppressed, the wicked Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, international bankers, multinational mineral and resource corporations, through their puppets, presidents, prime ministers, governmental officials like John Boehner, through their puppets, forcing governments to cut programs for poor people. This is the low income heating program, LIHEAP, low income heating program that is used by the government of the United States of North America to help poor people who, in the wintertime, who don't have heat, pay that they may be able to obtain heat, and also, if I have it correctly, in the summertime, the same poor who don't have a way for air conditioning and cooling fans and whatnot make a way for poor people. See, sisters and brothers, John Boehner is a liar. He's an absolute liar. The reason why America seems to be broke is that all of the wealth has gone to the bankers, to the wealthy ruling class. And his job, John Boehner, John Boehner's job is to cut the poor, cut the impoverished, cut the oppressed and the needy. And Obama, being conciliatory with such wicked people and wicked programs, is selling the oppressed out. We have to stand up and push Obama into doing right by the people. Obama's not on the left. Obama's not on the center left. Obama's not on the center right. Obama's right in the bosom of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, because he was chosen by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Now, Brother Robert Reich, who was an official in the Clinton administration, I forget his exact title, I may run across it on this article, but there was a conference on homelessness held in Oakland February 10th. And Robert Reich gave the keynote speech, and some of what he had to say concerned this idea that America is broke. He said, the reality is that corporations are sitting on $1 trillion in cash. Robert Reich, talking about how the wealthy have taken everything. Robert Reich said, with this extraordinary accrual of wealth, Reich asked, are there more jobs out there? In other words, no. Is there a higher level of public funding for solutions to social problems caused by unemployment, poverty, such as family homelessness? No, because America has two economies, said Robert Reich. One for the rich and one for the rest of us. And the rich seem to have lost sight of the fact that we're all in this together. Now this article, let me see. Reich proposed, for example, let me see. Reich said that with an economy in need of a spending boost to end recession, it won't happen with the wealthiest 10% of Americans holding 90% of the nation's assets. This is Robert Reich talking, a former Clinton official in the economy of the Clinton administration, now coming to tell some truth concerning this wicked system. John Boehner, that is the problem. We're not broke. The wealth is in the hands of the 10%, the 5%, the 1%, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers have 90% of the nation's assets, over 90% of the world's land, wealth, and resources. Right speaking, it can't be ended, meaning this recession, when corporations enhance their profits by selling overseas from their foreign operations while cutting costs, in particular labor payrolls and benefits here at home. He's saying, righteous saying, that he's causing us to think about this whole dynamic of deindustrialization and the same companies that deindustrialized inside of America going overseas to take advantage of the slave labor market, the low-wage labor market in third world countries like China, which have cut a business deal with America to offer up their Chinese citizens to make all manner of gadgets. Apparently, there is not too much that is really mechanized. I was listening to a program on KPFA, and I want to put it in my summary, and this fella, I don't have his name now, but I have his name in my summary page, said that all of these gadgets we're using, made by Chinese slave and low-wage labor, all the way down to the laying of different copper and different minute details in our gadgets, such as phone. So Robert Wright is causing us to think of this whole dynamic. And you know that Obama went before the United States Chamber of Commerce and didn't really deal with the true issues. He mentioned something about jobs, mentioned something about loopholes and whatnot, and want to pay for certain things by closing certain loopholes and whatnot, want to give corporations more tax breaks. That's the problem. Corporations have tax breaks, tax loopholes, corporations taking advantage of slave, low-wage labor market, destroying the citizens of America and destroying citizens outside, sisters and brothers outside of America. Robert Wright talking about it cannot be ended when corporations sit on $1 trillion in cash and do not hire people. Said the recession cannot be ended when the wealthy live like lonesome cowboys. This is Robert Wright talking, with no shared responsibility for the economic health of the nation, whose public highways and bridges and libraries and schools and fiscal policies help make possible their own acquisition of wealth. So they have acquired all of this wealth, they sit on it while the infrastructure of America is being destroyed, deteriorating. So Wright proposed that hedge fund and private equity managers pay income taxes at an ordinary income rate of 35% on their billions of dollars, and I would say trillions of dollars, but instead they only pay a little capital gains tax rate of 15%, which is nothing. The result, if this proposal, just 35% tax rate on the billions of dollars, with these hedge funds, private equity managers, we could raise $20 billion in tax revenues, and some of this could be leveraged for the support of programs that help the poor and the homeless get back on their feet. So Robert Wright is giving us some insights as to what's going on. But we know, kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. Eliminate the power of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, international bankers, multinational mineral and resource corporations. Even our brother Marcus Garvey, way back in the Garvey movement, said you have to put a cap on the amount of wealth that can be obtained and acquired by one person. So that's what's needed. We need a cap. We need regulations. Because no one person can acquire everything, because we, the people, the masses, need equal access to the land, the wealth, and the resources. This article about Robert Reich was written by Judy Lightfoot, who is a former teacher and founding head of Eastside Prep in Kirkland, Seattle, if I have it right. She's a Seattle writer, if I have this correctly. But I have this in my summary. So Robert Reich speaking some truth. And we take the truth from anyone, and then we add to it and make it what it should be. We need to break the power of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling families of America, Europe, and Israel. Now, getting back to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. Jesus says he knows the works of the black church, black people, black preacher. He knows that we have stood for justice and freedom and equality and have suffered because of it. Jesus says he knows the blasphemy of the Rothschilds, who are the ruling class of the Jewish community, European Jewish community. He knows the blasphemy of the Oppenheimers, who are also a part of the ruling class and ruling families of the European Jewish community. He knows, Jesus talking in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, that these who say they are Jews are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. They are blasphemous. And this is blasphemy, what we are dealing with, to destroy poor and afflicted and needy and the oppressed, to take the land, the wealth, the resources, to infiltrate the revolution and spend it for your benefit and not for the benefit of the masses of sisters and brothers out in the streets demonstrating and some dying and shedding blood because they believe in the uprising. They believe in the revolution. And these ruling class and families are so wicked and so hateful and such devils that they would infiltrate and spin the revolution. You should get this book by William Bloom that I've been talking about, which covers the actions of the CIA, how they just kill and just kill and shed blood and overthrow governments. It's just wicked. Even in Cuba, control the weather and destroy crops and destroy people. Yes, they have the technology now to control weather, not for the benefit of mankind and human family, but for their own benefit, to destroy people. This is blasphemous. So we have been on the case of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, and we say to the poor class and working class of the European Jewish community, join the revolution, join us, and overthrow your own people at the top so that we can all live in peace. Kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. But we've been proven weekly that these are not the Jew. Black man and woman in the Western Hemisphere, you are the Jew. You are the Hebrew. We are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We are they who are the Messianic people who have the same history as Jesus suffered. We've suffered because of our identity, because we stood up. Jesus said he knows our works and our tribulation and our poverty, but we are rich in this understanding if we would get this understanding that we are the true Jew, the true Hebrew, and that our identity causes us to understand our mission, and that we are to stand for the human family, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The European Jew is not the Jew of your Bible. The European Gentile Jew is a fake and imposter, blasphemous Jew, the synagogue of Satan. I say once again to the poor Jew, European Jewish sister and brother, and the working class, European Gentile Jewish sister and brother, join us. Join the oppressed of the earth. And we must overturn the wicked power of this imposter at the top, Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. We're taking our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, February the 13th, 2011. And this work is worth it. This preaching is worth it. The revolution is worth it. The struggle is worth it. Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39 teaches us that there would be one called Gog and Magog that would come down and destroy that area that we call Israel-Palestine. And we are proving that this European Jew, especially the ruling class and ruling families, fulfill this scripture. We have been saying that this Gog and Magog, the European Jew, the ruling class and families, the Zionists, they're not the Jew, they're blasphemers. The European Jew is not the Jew of your Bible. They are not even Semitic. They're not Afro-Asiatic. We have proved this historically and biologically and genetically, because the European Jew is susceptible to Tay-Sachs disease, and Tay-Sachs disease attacks Europeans, does not attack Semites. So this genetically and biologically proves that they are not the Jew of your Bible. They're not Afro-Asiatic, they're not Hebrews, they're not Semites. And so we can see historically and prophetically, genetically, biologically, that the European Jew has no physical tie to Israel-Palestine, that they are not the Jew of your Bible. This is so critical because that state of Israel is perpetrating this myth, this fictitious narrative that they are the Jew of the Bible, so that Christians will support their wickedness in Israel-Palestine, in Africa, the Middle East, in the world, to destroy the human family, to take land, wealth, and resources. This is the blasphemy that Jesus is talking about. The European Gentile Jew and the European Gentile Christian scholars see Gog and Magog attack as Russia attacking Israel Palestine, and they know that the last days would be that fulfillment of that prophecy. But what they don't tell us is that the Hyksos, the Khazar, remember we said the Hyksos, those European invaders that invaded Egypt, overturned the African Egyptians, took the throne. They took the throne from our African ancestors and ascribed to themselves Egyptian names and titles and whatnot. The Hyksos, the Khazars, the European Gentile Jew, they're all the same people. And they are the Gog and the Magog in your scripture in Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39. So yes, the European Gentile Jewish and Christian scholars are correct in connecting Gog and Magog to Russia and that attack on Israel-Palestine, but they will not say that the European Jew is that Gog and Magog. And so, in 1948, when the European Jew invaded Israel-Palestine, they were backed and supported, weaponized, and financed by the European powers, including Stalinist Russia. So, when this occurred, the last day's clock began. See, what we are saying is that the European Gentile Christian scholars and European Gentile Jewish scholars teach us that you will see the last days begin to unfold when this drama in Israel-Palestine takes place, of the attack of Gog and Magog from Russia, that when that occurs, that's when the last day clock will begin. And so they characterize this as a future event, obfuscating the reality, camouflaging the reality that it already was fulfilled, that it already was fulfilled and took place in 1948, when the European Jew, who is from Russia, whose national origin is Russia, and Stalinist Russia backed this whole wicked invasion and destruction of our Palestinian, Christian, and Muslim, and other African indigenous people in Israel-Palestine, and that all this was backed by Europe, and we have been fooled and duped into backing and supporting this wicked action. So when this took place, that's the fulfillment in 1948. I believe it was April 4th, 1948, when this took place. This fulfills the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39, the invasion of Russia into that region, because once again, got to say it over and over again to get it over, the European Jew is not the Jew of your Bible. They're not the Hebrew of your Bible. They are not Semitic. The European Jew, the Ashkenazi, the Khazar, these are from Russia. They're European. They're not the Jew of your Bible. And when Stalinist Russia supported the European Jew, this fulfilled Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39. So according to the scholarship of the European Gentile Christian and European Gentile Jew, the last days have begun. 1948. But the last days of who? The last days of what? The last days of this wicked, illegal, immoral, deplorable, and in the words of Jesus, the Black African Revolutionary Messiah, this blasphemous, wicked system, the last days of this rotten system, the last days of slavery, the last days of colonialism and exploitation, the last days of warfare and bloodshed and oppression, the last days of this Roman, British, American, and imposter Israel empire. The last days of the synagogue of Satan. And so, Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39 says that Gog and Magog, the imposter, fake, false state of Israel, will be destroyed. So we beg and plead the poor class and the working class of the European Jewish community. You have to reject your ruling class at the top. You have to reject the ruling class and ruling families. You have to reject the Rothschilds. You have to reject the Oppenheimers. And we say this not only to poor class and working class of the Jewish community, European Jewish community, we say this to the poor class and working class of Christians. And we say this to the poor class and working class of Muslims. And we say this to the poor class and working class of Hindus and Buddhists. No matter your religion, if you are the poor and working class, you are not a part of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of the Jewish community, of the Christian community, of the Muslim community, of the Buddhist and Hindu community. See, these religions have been hijacked by the wicked ruling class, and they have made deals with each other to pump the politics of division into the poor working class Jewish brother, poor working class Christian brother and sister, poor working class Muslim sister and brother, the poor working class divided from the Hindu sister and brother, divided from the Buddhist sister and brother. If you are poor and working class, no matter your religion, we are brothers and sisters. No matter your ethnicity, we are sisters and brothers. No matter your race, we are sisters and brothers. But they cause us to think that we must buy into the wicked, materialistic, consumeristic philosophy of the ruling class and ruling families, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, who have elites in Christianity, elites in Islam, elites in Hindu and Buddhist, all over the earth. They have their elites working on their behalf, divide the people, have the people fighting each other. Now, I gotta say something that just came to my mind today after looking at a scripture that we're going to be having soon in Sunday school concerning what Jesus said. This is so interesting. Lord have mercy. I give thanks and praises unto the Most High for knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Recall Jesus, in talking about the last days, was talking about how the wicked would say, here is Christ, and there is Christ in the desert, and there is Christ here and there. And Jesus said, don't go. Don't go to where they say Christ is here and there, because it's not true. It's a lie. It's the devil. It just came to me today, in the last days. See, Christ means the deliverer. Christ means that one that is anointed to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. That one and that people that are anointed with the Spirit of Christ to deliver and administer freedom, justice, equality, liberation. So, the last days, you would see Christ. They would say Christ is here or Christ is there. But understand, the meaning of Christ means deliverer. He said they would say the deliverer is in the desert. And over again, our wicked leaders tell us that we're going into the desert. We're going into Iraq to deliver the people. Check this out. Our presidents and prime ministers and officials in government and education and financial institutions say, we in Iraq, we in the desert to deliver the people from oppression. They say we want to go to Iran to deliver the people from oppression. They tell us we want to go into Yemen to deliver the people from oppression. We want to go to Pakistan. We want to go here and there in the desert. But Christ told us that they would say that they would be going into the desert to deliver the people. But it would be a lie. They're not in Iraq to deliver the people. They don't want to go to Iran
to deliver the people. They're not in Egypt to deliver. They're not anywhere in the desert. They're not anywhere all over the earth. They're only in these places to take the land, the wealth, and the resources. They are only in these places to destroy the people and to use wicked words to cause us to join on to their wicked, idolatrous, covetous, militaristic, warfare, bloodshed, consumeristic, and materialistic philosophy. Christ told us that in the last days. See, Christ means deliverer. And so our leaders tell us they're going all over the earth to deliver the people. To deliver the people from oppression. Give them democracy. To fight terrorism. But it's all a lie. Jesus, when you understand him, when you understand what he taught, he can make you to understand what is going on. And I give thanks and praises unto the Most High for this understanding. So, they are not there. This state of Israel is there to destroy the people. They are in the desert, claiming to bring deliverance, but they are only there to destroy the people. So poor people, working class people, no matter if you are European Jew, no matter if you are a Christian, a Hindu, a Buddhist, no matter if you are a Muslim, let us join on and understand that these are the false deliverers, the false Christs, the false messiahs who are in the desert to kill and destroy. So said Jesus. And so, Ralph Shulman and Maya Shulman, you need to go to Taking Aim Radio. And they have a speech, a lecture called The Hidden History of Zionism. And they speak truthfully, Ralph Shulman and Maya Shulman. And these are two European Jews. This is a married couple. They're two European Jews, but they have told the truth concerning the reality of this state of Israel that is an imposter state, that is not a true Jew, not a true Hebrew, not Semitic. They told the truth that the state of Israel wants to expand. The ruling class and ruling families, Zionists of Israel, want to expand the borders as far north, east as Iraq to the border of Iran, and as far southwest, as far southwest as the Nile in Egypt. That means whole nations will be encompassed, and partial nations will be encompassed. And their plan, the ruling class and ruling families of Israel, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, and the ruling class and families of America, Europe, and Israel, the plan of the state of Israel, the Zionists, the ruling class and families, is to exterminate or expel all North Africans called Arabs, all of those peoples in that region, exterminate them or expel them. They have the plan of Hitler. And furthermore, their plan, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, and all of the ruling class and families of Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, whatever you call yourself, there's a ruling class and families of those religions that control the religions. The plan, because they're wicked, they're devils, is to destroy the human family, destroy the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Take all of the land, the wealth, in the resources. This is an international problem. They are everywhere, crushing the oppressed, crushing the people, collapsing economies, destroying infrastructure, taking all the land, the wealth, and the resources. And so we are going to have to unite, cross boundaries, cross barriers, cross ethnic barriers, racial barriers, religious barriers. Know that if we're not the ruling class and families, we are the poor and the working class. Even if you're someone like Oprah Winfrey, or a football player, or a baseball player, and you're kind of rich, you're still not the ruling class and families. We got to join together to overturn this power. Join the worldwide people's revolution. Join the manifestation of the second coming of Christ. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.